The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the May 2023 edition of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Welcome to OCDOA Upcoming Programs, our monthly e-news blast featuring select events and classes for the coming month. Programs are listed chronologically by event date from earliest to latest. To avoid missing registration deadlines, be sure to note the register by dates. We can't wait for you to join us. To register, call or visit the center of your choice unless otherwise indicated in the program description. The Passmore Center is at 103 Meadowlands Drive in Hillsboro. Call 919-245-2015. The Seymour Center is located at 2551 Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Call 919-968-2070. Register online at orangecountync.gov/online-registration. To see all that we have to offer, visit our senior centers to pick up the current Endless Possibilities Activity Guide or download the guide at orangecountync.gov/EP. On May 1st, Caregiver Education Series, Traveling with Your Care Recipient. Traveling involves a lot of moving pieces and advanced planning for any of us. Adding caregiving to the mix can give us even more to think about before our next trip. Join Kendall McMillan, MSW, LCSW, to learn about tips and tricks for making travel with your care recipient a little smoother. This takes place Monday, May 1st at 1 p.m. at the Seymour Center. There's no fee for this event. Please call 919-245-4278 to register. Or you can email kmcmillan, that's K-M-C-M-I-L-L-A-N, at orangecountync.gov. On May 2nd, National Socialism and the Holocaust. National Socialism and the Holocaust, Remembering the Victims series. Lecture topics as follows. On May 2nd, 1933 to 1939, Destruction of Democracy, the Early Victims. On May 9th, The Confessing Church by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. On May 16th, 1939 to 1945, The Quote, Final Solution, The Senselessness of Quote, Total War. May 23rd, The Victims of German Resistance. Link will be emailed a week to a few days prior to the class. The instructor is Hans Werth, minimum of 15 registrants, maximum of 80. This will run on Tuesdays from May 2nd to May 23rd, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., at the Seymour Center, but also hybrid. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Tuesday, April 25th. There is no fee for this event. The next event is titled Acrylic Painting, Beginners. Join artist Dan Eubanks and learn the basics of painting with acrylics. Instruction will include color application and blending, as well as working with the back, middle, and foreground of your painting. You don't need to be able to draw to learn how to paint and create beautiful artwork. Contact the front desk at 919-245-2015 for a list of supplies. Minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 8. This will also run on Tuesdays from May 2nd to May 23rd. The sessions will run from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Tuesday, April 25th. There is a $40 fee for this event. The next event is titled Crafting with a Cop. Join police officers from the Hillsboro Police Department for a decorative spring craft. The leader is Officer Scott Foster. Minimum of 5 registrants, maximum of 10. This event takes place Tuesday, May 2nd, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Tuesday, April 25th. There is no fee for this event. The next event is titled Paper Quilt Cards. Learn how to make distinctive greeting cards using a special paper quilting technique that results in truly unique designs. Minimum of 3 registrants, maximum of 8. This event takes place Tuesday, May 2nd from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 2015 to register. Please register by Tuesday, April 25th. There is no fee for this event. On May 3rd, LGBTQ+ Spring Flicks, Friends, and Food. Join us as we continue our dinner and movie series and embrace our opportunities to share good films and great company, not to mention delicious food. This month will feature a new movie that celebrates the joys, struggles, and journeys of the LGBTQ+ community. Dinner will be served at 5:30 p.m. This takes place Wednesday, May 3rd, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. There's no fee for this event. Please call 919-968-2070 to register, and please register by Friday, April 28th. On May 4th, Musical Theater. Let's trace the history of musicals through videos and accompanying lecture. The educational lens will give a view of 100 years of the history of musicals, covering the pre-Civil War era to its golden age, including minstrel shows up to The Sound of Music. The instructor is Mary Ann Nilsson, minimum of 15 registrants, maximum of 80. This takes place Thursday, May 4th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-969-2070 to register. Please register by Thursday, April 27th. There is no fee for this event. Mahjong for Beginners, a game of skill and luck that originated in China many centuries ago and was brought to the West in the 1920s. Participants must commit to all four lessons in a session. This is the minimum time it takes to learn this challenging game. Please order your Mahjong cards directly from nationalmahjongleague.org. That's national, MAHJONGGLEAGUE.org, nationalmahjongleague.org, well in advance of the session. The cost is $14. The instructor is Carol Marcus, minimum of 4 registrants, maximum of 5. This takes place Thursdays, May 4th through May 25th at 10:45 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Thursday, April 13th. There is no fee for this event. Spring Earrings. Get creative and make several pairs of earrings for gifts or just for yourself. The instructor is Helen Frederick. Thursday, May 4th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Thursday, April 27th. There's a $5 fee for this event. Fused Glass Workshops for Beginners. 1 month workshops intended for beginners who are interested in learning the art of fused glass. You will learn how to cut and arrange bullseye glass to make earrings, pendants, bracelets, and belt buckles. The instructor is Bruce Galuli, minimum of 3 registrants, maximum of 8. This takes place on Thursdays from May 4th through May 25th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Thursday, April 27th. There's a $50 fee for this event. On May 5th, May Day at Hargraves. Spring is here to mark another May Day celebration. Enjoy great food, fun activities, a host of prizes, music, and more. Event is co-sponsored with Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation and will be held at the Hargrave Center. Minimum of 50 registrants, maximum of 100. This takes place Friday, May 5th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hargrave Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Friday, April 28th. There is no fee for this event. On May 6th, International Day of Families, May Day Movie in the Park. Spring has sprung, the sun is shining, and with the turn of the season comes many outdoor celebrations, including movies in the park. Come celebrate International Families Day with us as we make awesome arts and crafts, enjoy yummy bites and sweet treats, and end the night with a spring flick under the stars. Minimum of 30 registrants, maximum of 100. This takes place Saturday, May 6th, from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Eflin Cheeks Community Center at 117 Richmond Road in Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. There's no fee for this event, but please register by Tuesday, April 25th by calling 919-968-2070. On May 9th, Pantry to Pantry. Pantry to Pantry is a food share program designed to help your peers. At the first of the month, look through your cabinets and pantries for food that has not expired. Drop the items off to the center the first Friday of the month to be ready for the food share on the second Tuesday of the month. To assist you with food items needed, a list will be available at the front desk. This takes place Tuesday, May 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Registration is not required, but please call 919-968-2070 for more information. There is no fee for this event. Women's Retirement Outlook Seminar. Cinda Beauchamp with Edward Jones Financial will share perspective on financial concerns facing women who are getting ready to retire or have transitioned to retire. Hear strategies on retirement income, Social Security, withdrawal and reliance rates, as well as inflation risk and rising health care costs. Minimum of 3 registrants, maximum of 10. This takes place Tuesday, May 9th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Tuesday, May 2nd. There's no fee for this event. On May 11th, 2023 Health and Wellness Fair. The OCDOA Wellness Program is excited to be hosting the Health and Wellness Fair to maximize the health, well-being, community engagement, and independence of older adults at all functional levels. Come enjoy wonderful festivities, giveaways, and vendors. This event takes place Thursday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Thursday, May 4th. There's no fee for this event.
Retirement. Making your money last. Have you retired recently? Are you planning to retire soon? This presentation discusses ideas to help build a reasonable and sustainable strategy for managing income and expenses during retirement. We'll explore how to address key concerns such as inflation, healthcare expenses, market volatility, and more. The instructor is Mary Charles Nassif, CFP, CHFC, financial advisor, with Edward Jones. Minimum of 3 registrants, maximum of 15. This event takes place on Thursday, May 11th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register, and please register by Wednesday, May 3rd. There is no fee for this event.
The next event is Indian Classical Dance Performance. The Nacharpana School of Dance and Music was founded by Ramya Kapadia to add to the vibrant cultural environment of the Triangle. Through Bharatanatyam and Carnatic music, classical dance and music forms of South India, Nacharpana's dancers hope to drive home their firm belief that art can tell stories that move audiences to becoming better and more compassionate human beings. Minimum of 25 registrants, maximum of 80. This event takes place Thursday, May 11th, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Thursday, May 4th. There's no fee for this event. On May 13th, plant sale and yard sale. Are you looking to beautify your yard or see if someone's things are your new treasure? The Friends of the Passmore Center are hosting a plant sale along with yard sale. Spaces for vendors will be in the complex parking lot. Interested vendors should contact the Passmore Center for an application. Any yard or plant sale items donated to the Friends for the sale will be accepted on Friday, May 12th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. This event takes place Saturday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 for more information. Registration is not required. There is no fee for this event. On May 15th, Chapel Hill Carborough Death Cafe. The Department on Aging and the Project Engage End of Life Choices SRT invite you to the Chapel Hill Carborough Death Cafe. Join Ann Weston, founder of Green Burial Project, to learn more about what death cafes are and discover a safe place to discuss mortality. Maximum of 20 registrants. This event will take place on Monday, May 15th, June 26th, and July 17th from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center. There's no fee for this event. Please register respectively by Wednesday, May 10th, June 21st, and July 12th. Call 919-968-2070 to register. Pottery, Beginning Intermediate Evening. This is a class for beginners, more experienced potters, and anyone who has always wanted to try their hand at clay work. We will have both wheel and hand building instruction. Students will also have time to work on their own projects. You will need to bring your own mid-range clay and basic tools. Open studio time and firing are included in the class fee. Minimum of 5 registrants, maximum of 8. This event takes place on Mondays from May 15th through June 12th, flagging that May 29th is a holiday. This runs 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register, and please register by Monday, May 8th. There's a $75 fee for this event. On May 16th, dementia, let's talk about it. Join OCDOA's dementia care specialists for a conversation around topics related to dementia education, living with cognitive change, and being a dementia caregiver. We will provide 15 to 30 minutes of education at the start of the hour, and the remaining time will be spent in conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing around the day's topic. This month's topic is long-term care planning and dementia. This event takes place Tuesday, May 16th at 10 a.m., virtually via Zoom. There's no fee for this event. For more information and registration, please call 919-968-2087 or email agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov. Pelvic floor and more. Mystery solved. This presentation discusses common pelvic floor conditions. You will better understand your body and what conditions you might have after this presentation. The book, The Musculoskeletal Mystery, How to Solve Your Pelvic Floor Symptoms, answers all your questions. We will be discussing how it can help you improve these conditions. The book will be available for signing and purchase. This event takes place Tuesday, May 16th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Tuesday, May 9th. There's no fee for this event. Mother's Day Celebration. We want to honor all the mothers and mother figures with a delicious dinner and special music from the Village Band Brass Quintet. Minimum of 15 registrants, maximum of 40. This event takes place Tuesday, May 16th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Tuesday, May 9th. There's no fee for this event. On May 18th, pop-up library service. Once a month, the Seymour Center will bring the Chapel Hill Public Library to you. You can sign up for a library card, browse our selection of books, return materials, learn how to access ebooks and audiobooks on your electronic device, and more. We'll bring a selection of large print books and bestsellers. You may also request materials to be delivered on the library's next visit. This event takes place Thursday, May 18th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 for more information. Registration is not required. There's no fee for this event. Clothespin Wreath. Enjoy making this unique wreath using clothespins and decorate with spring flowers. The instructor is Helen Frederick. This takes place Thursday, May 18th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Thursday, May 11th. Is a $5 fee for this event. Friends of Seymour Center Annual Meeting. The annual meeting is an open meeting for current and potential friends of the Passmore Center members. If you are interested in becoming a Senior Center friend or would like to learn about the many ways the Friends Board supports the Passmore Center, please join us. This event takes place Thursday, May 18th at 1 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Monday, May 15th. There's no fee for this event. Dancing Through the Decades with our Veterans. A special evening is in the works this spring as we take time to celebrate all of our Wall of Honor recipients. Enjoy a local live band, Popcorn Blue, dinner, and Dancing Through the Decades with our Veterans. All attendees must register, including one guest, to ensure we accommodate everyone for this worthy affair. Our live entertainment is sponsored by Humana. This event takes place Thursday, May 18th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Thursday, May 11th. There's no fee for this event. May 19th, deadheading and watering plants. Come learn the best way to care for your spring plants, especially newly planted plants. Learning the right way to deadhead blooms and water can make your garden successful. Instructor is Patty Meehan. This event takes place Friday, May 19th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919 845-2015 to register. Please register by Friday, May 12th. There's no fee for this event. On May 22nd, Art Show, Beginning Watercolor Class. This art exhibit features the artwork of the students of the Passmore Center Beginning Watercolor Class and the instructor, Joan Cecil. Come enjoy the wide array of styles and techniques of multiple artists during this show. This event takes place Monday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Monday, May 15th. There's no fee for this event. May 23rd, Meditation with a Cop. Join the Chapel Hill Police Department and Orange County Sheriff's Office for Meditation with a Cop. You'll meet and get to know local law enforcement officers who serve and protect our community while learning together about the importance of meditation and self-care. This event takes place Tuesday, May 23rd from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Monday, May 22nd. There's no fee for this event. On May 24th, Flicks at Passmore, Ticket to Paradise. Ever had a family situation you didn't know how to handle? Come enjoy this comedy of two parents trying to sabotage a wedding. Minimum of 5 registrants, maximum of 30. This event takes place Wednesday, May 24th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Wednesday, May 17th. There's no fee for this event. On May 31st, Flicks at Passmore, On Golden Pond. This 1981 film is about an aging couple who spends each summer at Golden Pond. They are visited by their estranged daughter and her family, and an unexpected new relationship blooms. Minimum of 5 registrants, maximum of 40. This event takes place Wednesday, May 31st, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Passmore Center. Please call 919-245-2015 to register. Please register by Wednesday, May 24th. There is no fee for this event. On June 1st, Moments to Moments. Performing live captivates us because anything can happen. Through theater games, improvisation, movement, and good old play, students are freed from the constraints that limit spontaneity and discover the power of being in the moment in this class. Form bonds through shared experiences, creating community, and collaborating with others. Our class will culminate in a sharing for friends and family. This event will run on Thursday, June 1st, Tuesday, June 6th, Thursday, June 13th, and that can't be right, Thursday, June 15th. This event takes place from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Wednesday, May 31st. There is no fee for this event. June 3rd, Papermaking, Rags to Beautiful Paper. Did you know paper was made from rags until the Industrial Revolution? In this workshop, you'll learn traditional ways of papermaking, discover the qualities of what makes handmade, mold-made paper special, and techniques of Western papermaking, such as sheet forming, pressing, and drying. We'll cover fiber selection, prepping, and pigmenting fibers. No experience needed, supplies and lunch included. This event takes place Saturday, June 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Saturday, May 27th. There's a $100 fee for this event. On June 6th, Book Arts for Beginners. Handmade books are often sought after for sketchbooks, journals, and date books. Each week, we'll embark on creating a new book form, learning bookbinding styles such as Coptic, long stitch, and accordion. You will gain the knowledge to continue creating at your own pace using these methods. These books can be made for your own use or given as gifts to a loved one or friend. No experience required. This takes place on Tuesdays, June 6th and 13th, and July 11th and 18th, from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Seymour Center. Please call 919-968-2070 to register. Please register by Tuesday, May 30th. There's a $32 fee per class, or $128 total for all four classes. Aging Transition Services. Aging Helpline. Call the Aging Helpline at 919-968-2087 to talk to trained staff about any aging-related issue. You may also email agingtransitions@orangecountync.gov. Helpline hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Chinese and Spanish Language Aging Helplines. Call 919-245-2015. 4275 to speak to our staff in Mandarin. Call 919-245-2010 to leave a message in Spanish. And to learn more, visit us online at www.orangecountync.gov/aging. Run out of time for today's episode of the Orange County Department on Aging's monthly newsletter. Please be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Park Yee for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Orange County Department on Aging newsletter is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.